Hey, everybody, welcome to the Awakener Podcast, the best podcast in the whole planet. Why? Yeah, because it's revealing the Matrix. What is the Matrix? The Matrix is everything you own, everything you have is an illusion. It's all a giant illusion. It doesn't matter because two imperialistic forces are at war with each other for control of this planet, and you were born into a war. It's not a debate. It's not a debate about climate change. It's not a debate about trans people. It's not a debate about vaccines. It's not a debate about anything, really. It's a war. If you can understand what is optically taking place, it's very simple. One imperialistic force does a move, the other one does a counter move, and then there's another move, and there's a counter move, and this is all leading to, well, a good time. Insider, how are you?
I'm doing great, Awakener.
So we got a lot to talk to about. We got a lot to talk about on the show. First thing we're going to do, we're going to start north of the border for some of our people who actually care about this prime minister we have in here, and I'm going to call him Santa Claus. He's a bunch of make believe. Well, for Christmas, he's given everybody $250. Wow, $250. So for the average person, that's one day of pay, I guess, extra that you can have back. And there's no GST. Oh, he seems like such a sweetheart, giving us all this money, all this wonderful stuff. So we told you all this, right? We told you all this on the Awakener Podcast, that this was going to happen. We told you that they were going to give a bunch of free stuff. They were going to do whatever is possible to stay in power because they have to stay in power. Because if they don't, everyone's going to find out. What's your latest take on what's happening north of the border?
So when he gives money like this, so he's giving the federal GST portion on certain prepared foods and certain children's diapers and things like that. And then he's in the new year, every taxpayer who filed their tax return last year will get $250 tax-free.
Oh, wow.
Look, that means there's going to be an early election. The election is supposed to be called for October. The Liberals and the NDP, the Socialist Party, have met privately with the Elections Canada, which is our Bureau for Elections, our FEC.
Right.
And they're trying to extend the election date past the October deadline because they're using Diwali as an excuse. But it's
so what do you think is actually going on at the table here? Like, let's be honest here. Like, okay, there's still investigations going on, correct?
Yes, yes.
So is this guy, like, he's slimy as hell.
Right.
Is he going to just
prorogue? Yes.
Sorry, I don't speak English.
So there's a high chance that he could prorogue parliament. What that means, what people may not understand, is all these investigations that are in committee coming up against him, okay? All the bills that have been in the middle that haven't been fully passed yet.
Right.
If he prorogues parliament, puts a pause on it, everything gets zero. Everything goes to zero. They have to start fresh.
So any investigation that's going on, they have to table it again.
Any investigation, they would have to start it right from the beginning all over again.
Right.
Right?
Now, here's the interesting part. So did you see that Joe Biden and Trudeau were at the G20 and they kind of went off?
And they walked off. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think they're talking about?
I don't know. What's your guess?
Well, they got to stay in power, like I told you. So remember, we talked about this on the podcast. There's investigations going on right now, and three of them basically lead to Barack Obama. Barack Obama leads to the Soviet Union, which is geopolitically, everybody's like, what on earth? The Soviet Union? Are you talking about something from like the 60s? Yeah, I'm talking about the 60s. Soviet Union's not gone. Geopolitically, everything that you believe, how the world is working, is not working that way. There's still a covert plan to take out the United States of America and the backbone. Globalism is not about peace and love. It's just an optical illusion. And there's a war, like we said. So if you understand the pillars, Joe Biden, Trudeau, and Zelensky, or Ukraine, are all pandering to investigations which are going to lead to Barack Obama. This is going to lead to the Soviet Union, and this is going to lead to the global establishment putting him in place, and the global establishment obviously historically working for the Soviets. Now, it's a lot to wrap your mind around, but if you start thinking logically, you can understand it. I know you just listen to the insider's voice. He's a very logical thinker. That was a little blow there. So like we told you, what is Trudeau? The globalists put him in, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Correct.
So is he an enemy agent of Canada?
Of course.
Of course. Why would he be an enemy agent of Canada? Because he's only giving you $250 back. Meanwhile, he's taking all your money.
Right.
They're wasting all your money.
Right.
They're
And that's just inflationary. And it's just printing more money.
And so they lie. It makes us more in debt. They lie like they've never lied before. I have never seen somebody lie so brazenly and openly and confident as Trudeau and his assistant, Christine Freeland. I have never seen it before. Like just the fact to go on camera and say, we're building houses. Like you,
which
you
they're
don't
not.
Think you built one house.
They haven't. It's nothing. It's money that's.
What about all the money for planting trees? What about all the money for the Wii scandal? You're just taking our money and laundering it and giving it to your buddies.
That's
this is a free for all before Canada and everything blows up implodes. And the currency is worthless. We know that because that's their job. Their job is to implode the currency, to create one world currency, one world government,
correct,
and to censor everything and to have complete control over all humanity. Doesn't that sound lovely?
Yeah, 1984.
That sounds lovely. Now, in the case of Biden, obviously, we're going to move on right now. So the case of Biden and Hunter Biden, it's still ongoing. Now, everyone's telling me, okay, well, Hunter Biden is due for, I guess, his sentencing.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen in the sentencing, do you think?
Well, he has two cases, right? Two sentences, I think the 12th and the 16th.
Which are the cherry on top of the cake. Okay, so he has the gun, I believe, and he's the tax fraud.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so these investigations, I think, are just going to basically prove and confirm to people that he is, in fact, a guilty guy, and he's involved in a bunch of crime, and he's working for foreign governments, as we told you from the beginning, but this is in the end to Hunter Biden. So right now, the Overstock CEO, Patrick Byrne, he's in a lawsuit with, actually, Hunter Biden for defamation, I believe, and there's supposed to be discovery soon. This is in regards to, Byrne has said that Hunter Biden has worked for the Iranian nuclear program, or the Bidens were working for the Iranian nuclear program to kind of table, and we all know this. We've detailed this on the website for quite some time about the U.S. fissile material, Iran, North Korea, and the Soviet plot of really defeating the USA and the industrial complex. Now, you and me both believe, Insider, that this is not over, right?
No, for sure. No, there's more.
So something is going to happen. Now, this trigger mechanism with the truth coming out is really going to signal the beginning kind of to everything imploding for the enemy. And the reason why we discuss on this podcast is because now the focus is going to become on Joe Biden. When the focus is on confirmation that Joe Biden is a criminal and he's involved in treason, this is one step away from Barack Obama. Barack Obama is right there because Barack Obama was president while this was all going on. And then all we're going to wait for confirmation is that, okay, well, who was Barack working for to approve all this treason, which leads to the Soviet Union. So the truth coming out, think about what has happened in the last election, okay? So COVID came out of the lab for Biden to run, and now we're looking for verification that these investigations were not stopped. Biden was put in the White House because he had to run. He had to run for executive privilege to stop the investigations into his son, to stop the truth from coming out. And this is a giant mess because once we have a verification that these investigations haven't stopped and they're still spreading, well, what was COVID, Insider? COVID was an act of what?
An act of war.
Exactly, an act of war. Now, we're in a precarious position, obviously, with Zelensky and obviously with Biden, and Trudeau is the standard by in all of this, okay? So what's the latest in Ukraine? I've noticed a lot about Russia's going to win this war now in Ukraine, in the news, in the media. They're starting to talk to people saying, well, you know, I think Russia's going to win this war. What are your thoughts?
Look, Russia could have knocked out Ukraine in 2 weeks. It's going to be
2 weeks, in a weekend.
In a weekend. Okay, say in a weekend. So 2 days. As of February, it's going to be 3 years. This is the fakest war I've ever seen. That?
That's over 1,000 days.
Yeah. 1,000 days. And how many Koreans, North Korean soldiers or North Korean people are they put at the border?
Well, exactly. And how many people have died for both sides for this needless war? Now, this is not really about a struggle for power. This is a struggle about keeping all the investigations kind of hush-hush because they're all leading to Zelensky and these old Soviet oligarchs that are still working with the Soviets that everybody's going to find out. Now, really, if you understand really George Soros and these operations in Ukraine and what Ukraine was set up for, Ukraine is kind of the final revolution. Now, all these revolutions in Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia and stuff that George Soros sponsored, which led to the collapse of Iron Curtain, they then focused on Ukraine. Ukraine has been a focus for quite some time for number one money laundering of the U.S. aid. Okay, so the USA comes in, it's all money laundered, it's all sent to left-wing organizations that are feeding Marxism to the United States of America, and it's sent obviously back to Putin through some Cyprus banks, which we've talked about. Also, it's very interesting to see because you have military technology, U.S. fissile material transferring, and a bunch of other stuff going on. So there's another investigations that are going on there that are going to lead to the truth. It's much like a table with three prongs. You can't have a table with two prongs standing up. You need to have that pillar, and this is why it's all going on, right? So what are your latest theories? What's the latest theory like you have on like the elect? What's going to happen before the inauguration? Anything to do with investigations, anything to do with Trudeau? Let's hear them. What are your thoughts?
So with Trudeau giving all this money,
okay,
north of the border, I expect that he's probably going to call an early election, probably sometime in the spring.
He's desperate.
Okay. And he's going to, you know, hand out money. And like you said, do everything they can to hold on to
now power. He can prorogue parliament for 1 year, right?
1 year.
How long do you think he's going to do it for?
I think he's going to do it for a few months. My speculation is he's going to do it for a few months.
Starting
when? Right after they come, before they come back from their winter break, their Christmas break.
Okay. And then he's going to do it for how long again?
So he can do it for a couple of months. When he comes back, he has to come with a new throne speech and a new budget.
How we're going to do all this awesome stuff.
Right. And yeah, that's what I think it's going to be. It's going to be like give away all these free freebies for everybody. Try to make it really sweet.
Right.
And make it in such a way that the budget will never be passed.
Right.
Because it's a confidence motion, the budget. And then that triggers an election. He makes it look like the other side triggered an election. And that's what's going to happen.
Now, it's going to be interesting. I don't think they're going to prorogue Parliament, actually. I'm going to take a different stab at this.
Sure.
So there's going to be lots of other investigations that are false, that are tabled, blaming conservatives and other people's Russian assets. So if you're familiar with what's going on, obviously the Democrats and the left wing and some Republicans are working for the Soviets or the Russians. So to kind of manipulate everyone, they declare that their enemy is doing exactly what they are guilty of. Make sense?
Right.
So when the war is about to happen and all this is going to go there, I guess Russia's going to go for it, or the enemy's going to go for it, we're going to be the ones labeled as bad. So I've seen all this talk about, you know, Pierre Polyev, a Russian asset, Jordan Peterson, a Russian asset, and all these people, Russian assets. It's really convenient given what's happening is that Russia's being forced to make a move and we're all being blamed for being Russian assets. In the States, what are your predictions? I'm going to tell my predictions because all relates to that, but what are yours first?
Well, I know some of your predictions. I think that no matter what, look, I think it's one of two things. I think there could be a war. Could be a World War III breaking out before Inauguration Day. And if it doesn't break out, I think Trump will be inaugurated on January 20th.
Right. I think Joe Biden has to stay in power. And the reason Joe Biden has to stay in power is because the truth is going to come out. The enemy doesn't want the truth coming out. So the biggest weapon of war that the enemy has is obviously their ability to infiltrate, control our politicians, to sell us this climate change nonsense, which everybody's just eating up. And that's it. Basically, I fully expect that Joe Biden is going to be forced to stay in office. Now, if this isn't the case, you know, obviously, Trump will get inaugurated. And if anything news comes out, the enemy, if they make a move on Trump's presidency, it's going to be absolutely crazy and insane that they would do that. Now, we're looking for a verification marker here. Okay. So I want to explain to people what my thoughts are. My thoughts are is that Barack Obama was a Soviet asset. So the enemy right now thinks that perhaps Hunter Biden's case is over, that it's only the tax case, it's only the gun case, and we're okay. Right. We're not completely sunk yet. The enemy is, it's actually not quite about Barack Obama. So they are willing to wait another 50 years to get the USA. They're willing to kind of go for another try again. But they have to understand something is that the truth is coming out. So the reason why all this is going to go down the tank is because of truth, is because their last attempt is going to be shown to the entire world. And this is what I really believe. I really believe that there's a verification, number one, a verification marker that's going to come up soon, which is going to show you that these investigations have either one spread or they haven't stopped. Okay. So Hunter Biden goes down or somebody else go down that's prominent, which is really going to show that the truth has not stopped whatsoever. And Biden had zero effect on that. That's going to really set things in a panic. If this happens before January 21st, I believe the enemy is going to be forced to make a move to keep Joe Biden in the White House because they don't want anything happening to where Barack Obama is going to be in the highlight. And this is the essence of what I've told you for so many years. Barack Obama gave them all up. The truth is coming out. People don't believe it is because they see the optical attack on Trump, but they don't focus on the real investigations that are happening behind the scenes and how they are spreading. Now, what's the latest for Ukraine? What do you think is going to happen there? You think Zelensky is just going to stay in?
Well, right now, yeah, there's no question Zelensky is going to stay in. And look at all countries in Europe that are saying that if Trump gets into office, we don't want to have a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine.
But so why do people think that Trump is going to bring peace and everything's going to be wonderful? What is it about that?
Well, I still don't even understand that because don't people want peace? They want eternal war.
Well, I want peace too. Actually, to be honest with you, I want everything I've written on my podcast and everything I've written on my website to be completely and utterly wrong. But I don't think that's the case at all whatsoever. I don't think this war with Russia is going to end anytime soon. Like I told you, the only way that this is going to work out is Trump gets, you know, meets with Putin or tells people that the truth is never going to come out. You have to understand that JFK was kind of like a communist sympathizer. I know a lot of people are going to get offended when I say that, but the reason is he kind of brokered a peace deal between the industrial complex of the USA and the Soviets when there was going to be a war. And really nothing was exposed. As soon as he said, I'm going to expose something, boom, he was dead. So he never really exposed anything. If Trump goes in there and says, I'm not going to expose anything and everything's going to be hush hush and I'm going to make everything go away, then of course there's going to be great peace because the enemy is just going to do their time and wait for their second chance. Do I believe it's going to happen? No, I believe that it's out of Trump's control. I believe that this has nothing to do really with Trump. This has nothing to do with Biden. It has to do with the people who run the government behind him and the treason that has happened. Like, they have to tell the American people. So it's going to be a really interesting time. But if you see something where somebody goes down before, I'm telling you, there's going to be a big flash war. Positive things. Anyways, we have a bunch to talk about on the Patreon show, so we're going to take it there right now. If you want to subscribe to that, just go to theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is the best resource anywhere. Thank you.
The link is in the description for the show.
There you go. My producer says the link is in the description for the show.